for checking out my podcast. I promise to keep real talk true to its title. Always honest and always real. All right, so look, don't sleep on yourself. Okay, here's what I mean by that. So I had a friend in high school that I grew up with, easily one of the smartest friends that I've ever had, like just a very brilliant dude. Went off to college, ended up coming back, and just really couldn't, after the whole college thing didn't work out, I think that kind of threw him. Like, me and him were really, really close. So it was a lot on him. You know, if you've been there and you know, like, what that pressure is like when you're the first one going off to college and, you know, you've got a lot of high expectations on you and things don't really pan out that way. I got to say, one of the hardest things is probably coming back home and then putting yourself back together, readjusting everything, reassessing your whole situation, understanding that it didn't work, you know, and really being able to take that L and then move on. It's tough, you know, and I saw my brother really having a tough time with this. And just year after year of just trying this gig here and trying this gig there, and nothing ever really quite panning out all the way for him. It was rough, you know, as a friend. Like, I'm real fortunate to have a couple of friends that I stayed close with in high school. And the cool thing about going to Monrovia High School, if you don't know where that's at, Southern California, close to Pasadena, really cool community to grow up in. Like, I really enjoyed my time over there. And we had a lot of friends that would, you know, we just kind of, it was a real community feeling. So everyone kind of looked out for each other. And, you know, we would just try to encourage him to do different things, try something else. And here we are now, grown men, you know, with families, married, kids, all kind of stuff. Like, we're just grown, like all of us have grown up. Some divorced, some, this is a lot going on, grown. But this one friend of ours just wasn't able to really find his thing, whether it's a job or a relationship or any of the above. But despite all of that, that's my brother, you know, like that's my friend. And so in staying in touch with him, just reaching out, trying to encourage him, trying to help him find what he's passionate about. And I was having a conversation with him and I was like, man, you got to try this, bro. Like, do this. You already love doing this. Sounds like you're already leaning to doing this. And he was like, man, I'll be honest with you, Chris. Like, I wake up, bro, in the morning and I just turn back over, man, and go to sleep. Like, I don't even feel like trying, man. Like, I don't know. And it was the craziest thing for me to hear from my friend who I looked at as brilliant, you know, not just kind of smart, but like genuinely a brilliant mind. And I was like, man, like, yo, bro, this don't even sound like you. Like, who, what is this? You're going to go turn over and go to sleep on yourself? Like, I don't understand that. And that's where I realized too, like, okay, I'm built very different from my friend right here. Like, that's such a give up. I want to encourage you wherever you're at, whatever you might be going through, like right now, today, as you're listening to this podcast, like, please don't get to that space where you are, where you've given up on yourself. That's a terrible, terrible space to be in. This is coming from one of the smartest guys I know who was saying this, like, you can't get out of bed. Don't do that. Don't do that to yourself. Is what I want to tell you. I mean, like, how bad do you want it? Because here's the thing that you got to understand, like, we're blessed with life right now. So you're going to go to sleep when you have the opportunity to grow? I understand you might not have your dream job by next week. if you're at the lowest moment that you're at right now, or a moment that you're not so proud of right now, things might not all turn around in the next week, the next month, maybe even the next year or two. But if you could start inching yourself towards it, get out of bed, do a little something to better yourself, do a little something to get healthier, do a little something to learn a little bit more. It's all it takes, just a little bit. Each day, be consistent with it. But don't give up on yourself. You're all you got. I don't know if you've got other friends encouraging you, like my friend had. Like, if you've got to want it, you know, find out what you're passionate about and do it, but don't start drinking your own Kool-Aid and thinking that life is over and all my dreams didn't happen. Yo, you got life right now. You're listening to this podcast right now. If you're listening to this podcast, that means you can change things moving forward. You've got to understand that you can genuinely change everything for yourself moving forward from right now. All you've got to do is get started, wherever that's at. But please don't think that everything that has happened to you is going to continue to happen to you. Okay, your past is in the right place. Leave it there. Move forward. Okay, stop listening to every failure. That was something too. I'll be honest, I had to figure that out for myself as well. Like, I flunked out of college, out of a junior college, which was easily probably one of the lowest moments for me. Because if you know, not everybody coming out of high school strives to go to a junior college. I mean, nothing wrong against the junior college system. However, most people aspire to go to a D1, D2, a university somewhere. You're never really aspiring to go to a junior college. It's kind of the easier one to get into. So I went to a junior college and I flunked out. Why? As I look back, it's because I was majoring and trying and taking classes that I had no business taking. Business and finance. What do I know about that? All I thought was it's going to make me a lot of money. First of all, don't do anything just because you think it's going to make you a lot of money. Anything can make you a lot of money. Know that right off the top. I'm telling you from experience. I thought majoring in business and finance was going to equate to money. It equated to me flunking out of school because I could not hang and did not want to learn it and did not have the mental capacity to learn any of that. So I understand the failure part. It's about the get back up after you fail part, the not allowing yourself to believe the failure. If I believed, like, dang, Chris, you kind of eased through high school, didn't do too great, flunked out of a junior college, I could have easily just called it quits at that moment, sat in my mama's house and been like, all right, I'm done. Don't do that. Don't believe the things in your past. Don't believe the failures in your past. Like, move forward. Understand that now moving forward can be an entirely different story. I've seen people have just completely different lives from their 20s to their 30s. And then their life changes completely again when they go from 30s into their 40s, 40s into their 50s. I'm seeing like old school dudes in their 50s just flip and change their whole thing and become even more successful in a different space. You could change. That's the beauty of who we are. Like, we're supposed to change. Understand that we're not supposed to be the same person that we were before the junior college or back in high school. Like, that's why I'm always blown away by, oh, man, well, it's not like it was. It's not supposed to be. It's not supposed to be like it was. It's supposed to be like this, and it's supposed to be better moving forward. All right? Don't allow yourself to give up. It's you. Care more about you is what I want to share with you right now, okay? Please don't sleep on yourself. Give yourself the opportunity to win. Leave your past behind you. Move forward. All right? Do not shortchange yourself out of a better life. You can have the things you love. Just get to it and do not sleep on yourself. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Would love to hear what it meant to you. Shoot me a message at Chris Los Media on Twitter. Let me know you heard the podcast, and I'd love to send you an encouragement card. Thanks for your time and have a great day.